Carlos Carrasco and the Indians are in Toronto facing Mike Bolsinger in his Blue Jays debut, and Cleveland would strike first in the second.
Lonnie Chisenhall laces one up the gap in left center field. That'll get down, cut off by Carrera, but scoring all the way from second is Encarnacion. Ramirez stops at third, and Lonnie Chisenhall with an RBI double gets the Indians on the board first tonight.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, bouncing ball up the middle. Backhand pickup, Kipnis turns, throws. Big stretch by Santana.
Nine in a row, retired by Carrasco.
Frankie Lindor, switch hitter Manning right.
Rip to left field, get down. Fair ball into the corner it goes. Nope, up into the seats. As Francisco Lindor picks up his 20th run batted into the year.
Carrasco with a 2-2.
Swung on and missed. Carrasco with his 7th strikeout of the night.
Yan Gomes, 1-for-2.
Hit well, deep left, Carrera back, he's out of room, it's out of here. Yan Gomes, the former Blue Jay, with a 2-out, 3-run homer, blows it open, 6-0 Cleveland.
Second home run of the year for Yan Gomes puts it out of reach. The Indians win 6-0. Cleveland has now won 3 of 4, and Kendrys Morales leaves early for Toronto due to hamstring tightness. Another gem from Carlos Carrasco leads the Indians to their league-leading 12th win on the road this season. Here's manager Terry Francona.
I mean, no walks and 7 strikeouts, and, you know, for most of the game, you know, it's 2-0. And I mean, it was nice for us to break it open a little bit, but he pitched, you know, the majority of that game where if you make a mistake, you know, they're right there. And he was really good. He's been really good. He continues to be. You know, looking back, you know, we had Miller warming up. And once I tell a guy he's done, I hate to go back and then say, okay, well, you're not done. It never usually ends well. Thankfully, you know, Andrew had a quick inning, but I thought Carrasco was tremendous.
What does it help with Cookie when you can get guys to expand the zone, because he was getting a lot of chase
time? Well, I mean, I think when you have the velocity, you know, break them all, change up, you know, you're gonna, because, you know, with the they have to respect his velocity, and then with the feel he has with his breaking ball, you're gonna get some chase. You know, when you work ahead. At one point in the game, only 3 hitters, and he had fallen behind the count. That's a nice way to attack.
Seems almost like he's found a calming place. You know, is that fair to say?
Well, I think there's a lot of fair things. I mean, he's obviously pitching with a lot of confidence, and he should. I mean, he is in a good place. Just, you know, he's been consistent in his routines, and it's you know, when you start backing up starts, that's when it gets exciting.
Patience, but also not hitting the ball.
Yeah, and it's so nice to see. And I know his average, it's climbing, and it wasn't where he wanted it or probably where he wants it. But the last 2.5 weeks, he's been back to more being like Gomer. And that's really good to see, because, you know, we've had a road trip where we really haven't, as a club, haven't been swinging it, you know, and we're surviving this trip. I mean, it's not like we've where we want. But when we get guys going, it's really going to help. And Gomer looks more like himself.
His production, especially on fastballs, has gotten so much better over the last 2 weeks. Have you seen a difference in approach on his part, or what have you seen?
I think he's giving himself a chance more often. You know, he's taking better passes at the ball, whether it's hitting the ball to right field. And then when he gets something like tonight, he could drive the balls down. That looked like the Gomer of old tonight, getting something down and driving it out of the ballpark.
She's got a dump. I mean, she looked like he swung the bat pretty well. She's in all.
Real well. I mean, he got the first hit that scored a run. Yeah, no, it was good swing, because we weren't doing a whole lot. And on that bunt, you know, he kind of got his finger in the way. So we'll, you know, I mean, he's okay, just sore. So that's good.
We were joking. He was trying to make one out of me. Made two.
I know. I think by the time he swung, I don't think he's feeling too good.
Do you know where that ball hit Guyer?
In the I think the back shin.
Okay.
I think it just glanced. Like, cause you couldn't tell on the. I know.
That ended up being big for that.
I mean, you couldn't tell, But he reacted right away, and Millsy called, and Barney said hit him. I was trying to look. Millsy said he saw it. I couldn't tell.
Carlos Carrasco also got some help from his battery mate Tuesday. Yan Gomes goes 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a big 3-run home run.
It's just been a lot of work inside, man. Ty and Q and a couple of players have helped me out a lot of just having a good approach and just getting a good pitch to hit and not trying to do too much. I've done that before, and it's just a matter of just being calm and getting a good pitch to hit.
We look at this lineup, and I think everyone expects this team to score a lot of runs at some point in time. How do you guys stay patient with them and not get caught up in how many you've scored or how many you haven't scored, but continue to keep winning ball games?
Honestly, it just makes us that much better, man. If people don't think we're scoring enough runs, we're scoring just enough to win some ball games. And that's all that matters. Our pitching staff have done an amazing job, and once everyone starts clicking, then we'll be having a different conversation. So our pitching staff has kept us in a lot of ball games, and we're scoring enough runs to win.
Speaking of clicking, Cookie has been unbelievable so far this year. Tonight, when do you know that he's got it going, when you were catching him?
when he grabs the ball every time, man. I mean, that's the Cookie that we know. He's probably one of the most talented starters that we've had, and he's kind of coming to his own, and he's learning how to really use all his pitches, and it's been fun catching him.
You say that, there's a stat that we found tonight. His four-seamer. Can you hear the stat first and see if it works? Four-seamers, which is one of his better pitches, fastball, gets hit because people were swinging it early. His other pitches are people are hitting 138 against his off-speed. That means nothing, or where does that stand?
It does, man. It really does, because, I mean, he's four-seamer, two-seamer, three-seamer, whatever you guys want to call it. It's coming out at 96 and 98. If he can spot that pitch, not many people can hit it. I think it's a matter of our staff has been so good, and guys are going to jump early on them. And sometimes we try to get ahead on with the fastball. We get kind of comfortable and just leave some up down the middle, and they get hit. But other than that, our guys know how to make adjustments. And, I mean, it's 96, 98 fastball. I don't think we're going to go away from it.
Is that something that you're getting used to with all of the guys on the staff, of guys trying to be aggressive against your pitchers because of this stuff?
Sure. I mean, and these guys have done such a tremendous job inside of, like, scouting these guys or just in-game making adjustments. And once they see that guys are swinging early, they'll start making adjustments from there.
Meanwhile, Carrasco improves to 4-2 on the year and lowers his ERA to 1.86.
You know what? I think that was everything. Every pitch Gomes, Cole, I've been thrown for a strike. And I got a lot of ground ball. I got my teammates there, made a nice play. But I think it was everything. The way we attacked the hitter, it was good.
You seem to be in a good groove over a few starts. Is there anything you can pinpoint as to why?
You know what? I just live in the moment right now. You know, keep working hard. Every 5 days, just go there and do my job the same way that those guys doing every 5 days. That's what I've been doing right now.
How much does it help you when a lot of their hitters were chasing pitches outside the zone? Just how much does that help you when they're doing that?
That's great. That's great because I think I threw a lot today. They've been chasing. I think that's good. That's good for me, bad for them.
How good does it feel to go 7 innings, not throw 100 pitches, the efficiency? How good is it? Because I know that's something you want to be, right?
You know what? I just want to go for 8 innings. Tito made the right call. And he told me, I know you when you go over there, but you know what, all the lefties coming on this inning, and so we're going to bring Miller. So he made the right decision.
What fun has it been to watch Gomes not only catch you, but the way he's been at the plate for the last few weeks?
You know what, he's been great. Even Ann and Roberto, they've been great. So I think we are in good spot right now, you know, everyone. But I think I feel great about that.
Carlos, you give up a leadoff single to, I think, Barney, and then you retired 13
Correct.
Straight.
Correct.
Retired 13 straight. What happened?
I don't know. I think the key was keep throwing strike and just follow my program that I have with Goma. I think the key was I didn't check maybe twice, three times that I checked with Goma, and there was a good pitcher, but I feel great about that.
Do you have any explanation for your success on the road this year, and especially this year, I guess?
You know what? It's been, I just hear that before, but it's been great. you know, no matter what where you're playing, you have to go there and do your job, no matter what if you're playing the run at home, but it's what it is.
The Indians will go for the series win on Wednesday. Danny Salazar will start the finale at Rogers Center.